Here we go, it's May 17, the day in 1971 when Paul McCartney released the album Ram, the only album credited to Paul and wife Linda alone. It was released at a time when there were legal battles to dissolve the Beatles, so there were a few underlying messages in there. This was on Ram. A shock in 2005 when Kylie Minogue was diagnosed with breast cancer at the age of 36.
It's in the diagnosis and early treatment. So, yeah, I actually did my Showgirl tour having been for a check and told everything was fine.
And in 2006, Anthony Mundine defeated Danny Green on points in the biggest grossing fight in Australia's boxing history at the time.
Anthony Mundine is going to return to fight for a world title. Danny Green will be beaten. Certainly not disgraced.
Top of the May 17 birthday list is Australian tennis great Tony Roach. He won more doubles titles at Wimbledon than anyone else, most of those with John Newcomb. Tony is 76 today.
We've got to get our act together and get our guys back there as contenders for Grand Slam.
TV dad Bob Saget is 65. The star of Full House went on to host America's Funniest Home Videos.
That means that you two are going to get to be roommates. Isn't that exciting?
Another sporting legend, US boxing champion Sugar Ray Leonard, is also 65.
A right hand by Leonard, and a left.
Enya, Ireland's biggest selling solo artist, celebrates her 60th today. Former Wallaby Mark Connors turns 50, played in the 1999 World Cup winning side, and third most capped for the Reds.
Yes, another.
Plenty of sporting stars on today's list. Brisbane Lions great Sean Hart is also 50. He played in their three premiership sides, winning the Norm Smith medal in 2001.
And they get it away, back towards centre wing, chopped off by Hart.
Finally, in 2004, Tony Randall, the actor famous for the role of Felix Unger in The Odd Couple, died aged 84.
Well, stop the gravy train. Here's where little Felix gets off.
Remembering Tony Randall on May 17.